Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Backus, talking international trade opportunities for U.S. beef. Back with Kent in just a moment. It's the 27th annual Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches on Friday, March 5th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Selling 470 Angus and 53 Hereford bulls. All bulls selling have genomically enhanced EPDs and all will be semen checked ahead of the sale. Attend in person or bid online at SuperiorLivestock.com and SLATV. Sale book and video available at ExpressRanches.com. Remember Friday, March 5th, the date for the Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma.
It's time for planting season. And at Nutrien Ag Solutions, we're ready. Leading the field with the largest selection of top-performing corn and soybean seed brands. Get the most out of your acres by partnering with our local crop consultants who can provide custom recommendations and services for your specific field conditions. Choose from top-performing seed brands by visiting NutrienAgSolutions.com or your local retail location today.
Kent Backus, Senior Director of International Trade and Market Access for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, one of the presenters at the virtual winter reboot of the organization, talking about the prospects for trade. As, of course, we've got 2020 in our rearview mirror, we've got a new administration. Kent, do we have opportunities, you think, out there for more and better trade?
Well, I definitely think so. When we look at foreign demand for U.S. beef, it's never been at a higher level than it is right now. And the good news is even though we had some setbacks due to COVID, we were able to secure some major trade victories in the last few years that have set us up to really capitalize on that strong demand, especially in Asia and Latin America. And so I think when you look at the fact that the Japan deal was implemented last year, and the fact that, you know, we're already several years into implementing the Korea agreement, and then the landmark, you know, phase one agreement with China. All of these are new opportunities that we have to capitalize on a growing market. And it's not just about removing these onerous tariffs, you know, these massive tariffs like the 40% tariff in Korea, the 38.5% tariff in Japan, but we're also addressing those non-tariff barriers. And things like the hormone ban in China, that was huge. That has really opened us up to capitalize on one of the fastest growing markets, you know, in the world. When you look at 2018, the total import value for China for meat and poultry was around $10 billion. Last year, that number was at $28 billion. There's so much unmet potential there in China, and now we have access to it. You know, one of the exciting things that we had to look forward to is that, you know, we're in a much better position than a lot of our competitors. They have drought, they have all these other issues, but they also don't have the terms of market access that we do. So I think as we move forward, we're going to be able to capitalize on what we already have. And I also think that there's going to be a big push to try to secure greater access with the United Kingdom and with some of the African countries as well. So I think there's a lot ahead of us. We're going to have to, you know, see Trade Promotion Authority reauthorized this summer, and that's going to take some engagement from our stakeholders. But, you know, we're in a much better position than so many other people. It's because we've stayed to our principles of rules-based, science-based trade, and really we're just trying to reach those consumers who want our products.
From a policy perspective, Kent Backus on our international trade. From a dollar and cents point of view, let's turn to economist Kevin Good with Cattle Facts, also talking trade at the Winter Reboot Conference.
We're going to roll in and talk about trade. Trade's going to be a tremendously important issue this year as we go forward. We're awful optimistic, and I think rightfully so, as far as what we're seeing in the data. Last year was a tale of the first quarter is very good, the second, third quarter were frankly disappointing because of COVID. We finished very strong in the fourth quarter of 2020. So far in 2021, the sales data and what we're seeing shipped would suggest those year-over-year gains are going to continue. From a currency standpoint, you can pick out the three Asian currencies that are all trading well above the U.S. dollar. That tells us our product is more affordable on the global scene, and also compare our dollar versus the Aussie dollar. The Aussie dollar is stronger. They've got tighter supplies as they rebuild their herd. Therefore, they've got less product at higher prices. We're making inroads and gaining ground in both Korea and Japan compared to Australia, as well as gaining tremendous strides into China. And then also think what that means from an import standpoint as we go into primarily imports coming back to the U.S. from Australia. What that tells us there is their product is expensive enough that we should expect less imports as this year progresses. So it's a tale here that's positive. One spot that I think we have to recognize we'll probably continue to get more product out of is South America. You can see their currencies are trading well below ours. So we will, in fact, probably continue to see more product in from South America. But definitely going into the Asian markets, we would suggest it's going to be pretty optimistic.
From Cattle Facts, Kevin Good. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2021 bull sale Saturday, March 6th, 12 noon at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special sale guests include Five for Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 83 Angus and Simmental Sim-Influence bulls, plus 47 home-raised commercial open heifers. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.